Overall, the numbers in this report card are positive.
Certainly a huge congratulations to our students, to our teachers, to our administrators, to our school board, community and parents, because Ketchikan continues to be a high-performing district. There's no doubt about it.
That's School District Curriculum Director Shannon Sines. Here's the synopsis. Test scores are up, but the four-year graduation rate is down and the dropout rate is up. Now get ready for a lot of numbers. The four-year graduation rate for 2013-14 dropped from 77% to 73%. That percentage applies to students who originally entered ninth grade during the 2010-11 school year. The number doesn't count students who started in Ketchikan high schools after their freshman year or students who transferred out of Ketchikan. The five-year graduation rate is better, 84%. The dropout rate for 7th through 12th graders has increased since the 2011-12 school year, from 2.5% to 3.9%. The dropout rate is much higher for fast-track students at 32% and Revilla Alternative School students at 16%. Here's Superintendent Robert Boyle's explanation.
Both of those are targeted for students who are struggling.
The dropout rate is less than 1% at Ketchikan High School. One of the most positive areas of the report, standard-based assessments. Students in 3rd through 10th grade take those tests to measure proficiency in reading, writing, and math. Scores are mostly going up. In reading, 88% of students scored advanced or proficient. In writing, 81.5% were advanced or proficient. Both of those numbers are above the state average. In math, 74.57% of students were advanced or proficient, also above the state average. But that number isn't as strong as the district hoped.
It's an area of growth for us, an area of concern, because it does lag behind our scores in reading and writing.
Sines is recommending schools update their math curriculums ahead of schedule. Instead of waiting till 2016, she thinks it should happen next year. For two reasons, because of the weaker scores and to fit with new math standards the state adopted in 2012.
In my opinion, that's too long to wait for math. Our students are going to be assessed this year on those 2012 standards, and it's going to be important that we really get that curriculum aligned as soon as possible.
Sines says the district also needs to improve test scores for students with disabilities. She says responsibility for the Response to Intervention program has changed hands from the Special Education Department to the Curriculum Department. The hope is to free up time for special ed staff to focus on teacher and student improvement. You can see the school district's report card to the public on the KRBD website. In Ketchikan, I'm Emily Files.